News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. Governor Stitt has unveiled his Make Oklahoma Healthy Again campaign with the help of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. First on the governor's list is to get a waiver from the federal government to ban the use of SNAP benefits to purchase soda and candy.
I'm instructing the Oklahoma Department of Health to stop recommending fluoride in our water.
Stitt is also creating an advisory council to study and recommend other ways to improve health outcomes for Oklahomans. It's said to be stronger than fentanyl, and state drug agents are warning of a new drug hitting the streets. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics released its drug threat assessment Thursday. Nitazenes is a synthetic opioid so strong it never received approval for medical use. It's said to be 43 times more potent than fentanyl. Methamphetamine continues to be the leading drug killing Oklahomans. Anyone under the age of 18 and unaccompanied by an adult will have to be off downtown Tulsa streets by 9 p.m. on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. On other days, the curfew begins at 11 p.m. The change is part of an effort to start addressing roaming crowds of minors where gunfire has occurred, leaving behind deaths and scores of injuries. Drag queens are making a point. Their performances are not obscene. Details from Radio Oklahoma's Bob Sands.
Today marks the start of a three-day-long Pride Fest celebration in downtown Oklahoma City. Despite a new state law that attempts to ban drag performances in public, all indications are that drag performers are expected in the Pride Fest events. A public drag show has already occurred in Oklahoma City to mark the beginning of Pride Month. Police were there for security, but the department is still reviewing how to enforce the new law. The new law does not mention drag shows specifically.
From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Wednesday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.